amateur.
Radio Day. All we hear is
international. How about a little radio? International.
Complete amateur.
Radio Day.
Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission. Transmission.
I'm an amateur.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Greetings, everyone.
Today is April 18th.
We are celebrating April 18th. It is National Animal Cracker Day.
Get for those animal crackers.
You want some animal crackers?
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
You ordered 38 boxes of animal crackers.
You want an animal cracker?
We don't even make animal crackers anymore.
Well, you better get cracking.
Happy National Animal Cracker Day.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa? Well, the feature channel is 24/7, and the live show is from 8 until 11 in the morning. How do you get all that on that little hockey puck Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just have to enable the skill one time. And that's it. That also works on your smart TVs and smart devices, especially if you have the Fire Stick from Amazon. It works really, really well. If you've got Amazon or if you've got Alexa built into your TV and your TV remote, then you can also listen to this show on your smart TV. You can get our podcast on Alexa as well. That's even easier. What am I doing here? No, click that off. I wanted to go to this, and then I wanted to press that. There we go. How do you get our podcast? Well, you can ask Alexa. Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. We repack today's show. We repack all of our live shows into a full-length podcast, and then that's available around noon or so, and you can find that on the Alexa device. By saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, or you can get it on Apple or Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all those places. And you can even watch the show segments on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Coming up on today's program, it's Theatre Thursday. And let me see the little note that Lil D left me for our guest today. Let's here, click that. And then it's taken forever. And then click here. Seven Hills Chorus is going to be joining us today on Theatre Thursday. And oh, and unfortunately, Lil D will not be here again. Wow. Anywho's. But we will have Seven Hills Chorus joining us to talk about their upcoming performance on Theatre Thursday. We're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then I've got your weekend all planned out for you, by the way. We have Sister Hazel is going to be coming to the Academy Center of the Arts Warehouse Theater on Friday. So I've got, and by the way, I've got a pair of tickets to give you if you learn and follow instructions really well. I've got a pair of tickets for you to Sister Hazel. So listen this morning, listen to the program, and even if you're listening to the replay of the program, either the podcast or watching it on Facebook Live, and it's the replay. you can still participate and you can still possibly win a pair of tickets to see Sister Hazel. Sarah Beck's going to be opening for Sister Hazel that night, and we had her on the show on Monday on Mike's Music Mondays. I don't know. I guess that's what we're calling it. And it was really, really cool. Sarah is an exceptional musician, and we can't wait for her and Park to hit the stage on Friday. Now, speaking of hitting the stage, Saturday, we have a free music festival for you at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is, well, let's see, we're calling it Threefer Madness because it's also 420, so it's a play on words. But we have three of the best things that you could ever want. We've got actually more, but three main things with this free music festival. We've got, here, wait, we've got music. That's the first thing. And then we've got vendors, okay? And then we've got food trucks, all right? So those are the three. That's your threefer at Three Roads. And that's going to be Saturday, all day Saturday. It starts at 11 a.m. It's outside Three Roads, and we encourage you to come out. It's also family-friendly, open to all ages. And did I mention it's free? There's absolutely, positively no admission cost. So we will not make you purchase a ticket like some other festivals, okay? No, it's absolutely, positively free, okay? So come on out and join us at Three Roads this Saturday, April 20, 420, from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. We've got three great bands. The Chapsticks will be starting things off at noon. The Pincers with Jason Dickerson is going to be kicking things off around, well, not kicking things off, but continuing around 3:30, the Pincers. And then 7 o'clock, we got the Thrillbillies. They're going to be our headliner and closing things out for Threefer Madness at Three Roads. So we encourage you to come out and join us. All right. Coming up, we have, what do we have? Oh, I've got a phone call. Well, I'm going to have to take that. So if you're planning on getting married, I've got a statistic here for you. 1 in 5 people get cold feet. So we've got that, plus our top list, top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts about getting married. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
This is a care team at Central.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
If you're getting married, here are some wedding traditions couples want to leave behind.
playing the wedding march when the bride walks down the aisle, wearing a white dress, not seeing each other on your wedding day, waking up with your soon-to-be brother-in-law in a Motel 6 near the Mexican border. On second thought, this wedding is off. What the hell was I thinking? Whew, dodged a bullet right there. I'm so glad we had this survey. Hand me the tequila bottle.
Yeah, let's do that. The Mike Show. Hi. So, Maweds, are you getting married? I mean, we're coming up on wedding season. And somebody polled 2,000 Americans. Wow, that's a lot. Who got married in the last 3 years. And 20% admit that they got cold feet. That's how many thought about calling the whole thing off last minute. All those people did ultimately get married and hopefully don't regret it. But there are plenty of things we do regret about our wedding. And here are the most common regrets. Let's see. You want to do it from the bottom up? Yeah, let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Anyway, the planning. You feel like you didn't plan enough, or you wish you'd splurged on a wedding planner instead of doing it all yourself. 60% said they spent over 4 months planning the wedding. 17% said over a year. And that's one of the reasons that some couples decided or thought about calling it off, but the ones polled didn't. The location. You just didn't love the venue, or you regret making it a destination wedding. Yeah. The way you looked, like your makeup didn't turn out right or something. The weather. Maybe a Florida beach wedding in hurricane season wasn't a great idea. Total cost of everything. You'd think, you know, that would be higher, by the way. The vendors, you know, on the list. Because it's number 4 on the list. I know we're going from the bottom up, but you would think that would be higher, the total cost. I mean, I can't even imagine. The vendors, maybe like the photographer sucked. The guest list, a.k.a. you invited too many people. Looking at you, friend from college who puked on my niece. And finally, scheduling. Everything just felt too rushed. That was actually number 1 on the list. 13% of couples in the survey said their biggest wedding regret was something else that wasn't on this list. So, okay. So that brings us to our top list. 1 in 5 people admit that they got cold feet before walking down the aisle. Is the person you're about to exchange vows with one of those doubters? Well, find out today with today's top list. Top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts about getting married. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number 1. His vote for a wedding date, summer of 2062. Top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts. He changed his vows from I do to I guess. top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts. She uses her engagement ring on scratcher tickets. Scratchers. Top ways to know that your fiancé may be having second thoughts. He wants the playlist to include There Goes My Life, It's a Mistake, and Highway to Hell. top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts. When you ask her who shouldn't be invited, she says me. top ways to know your fiancé may be having second thoughts about getting married. Instead of rice, he asks guests to shower him with gunfire. gunfire bullets. Top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts. She registered at bad. Yeah. Take 2. Top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts about getting married. She's registered at Bed Bath & Beyond. Any interest in getting married? Huh? What? Top ways to know your fiancé is having second thoughts about getting married. People know him as the Golden Bachelor. Oh, yes, that guy. There you go. The Mike Show. Let's see. What is today? Today's Thursday. Coming up on the program, we have news, and then we have not headline news. That's all on the way. Plus, we're going to get really, really smart with 5 random facts. That is on the way as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National High Five Day. Always a challenging day for Kevin Hart. Counterfeit Botox has been found in several states and in Nicole Kidman's forehead. Deep Purple announced a 2024 tour. The band's name is perfect now since their legs have deep vein thrombosis. Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday. The crew's looking forward to it because he shouldn't need much makeup. Pamela Anderson will appear in the Naked Gun reboot. You had me at Pamela Anderson and naked, replied a time traveler from 1996. And one in five children in the U.S. are obese, and they're easy to spot. They're the kids on the down end of the teeter-totter. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Hi. So happy you could join us. Rot hair. On this Thursday edition show. I already did that story, and we want to get rid of that. And I already had it queued up. So we were talking about marriage, okay? And you know, regretting, or possibly things that you regretted about your marriage, or the wedding itself. Not things you regret about your marriage. But speaking along those lines, let's talk about cheating. The cheating site AshleyMadison.com ask users to name other things that they would be less likely to cheat on than their spouse. For example, 87% claim they were honest on Monday and wouldn't cheat on their taxes.
Here, I need a sound effect for this. Where's my thingy? Well, they said they wouldn't, but I don't. There you go. That's probably. There's the clown. That's okay. Sorry. That's what I was looking for. Here are 10 more things cheaters say they'd never cheat on. Let's do these from the bottom up. 68% would feel worse about cheating on their diet. Their barber or hairstyle. Now, here, I want you to. I want you to take notice of this. And I want to... Now, if you don't know the story, it's not just like a fashion thing, and it's not a lazy thing either. Well, it's kind of. No, the thing is, I've had really, with except for the occasional, like, you know, like the sports clip type places, like once or twice... you know, if my buddy was going somewhere, and I think that was part of my brother's bachelor day or something, that we all went to some sports bar, or not sports bar, but, you know, a sports clip place and got haircut. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, but I've only really ever had three barbers in my entire life. And 82%
say that they wouldn't cheat on their barber. Their favorite takeout place. Is that even cheating? 82% said that. Their phone carrier. 83%. I promise. I'll never quit on you, Verizon. I'll never let you go. Their favorite shoe brand. 83%. Here was a tie. This was a tie for fifth. Their regular coffee order or their preferred fitness club. 85% said they wouldn't cheat on those. Their chosen political party. 86% said they're going to remain loyal and faithful to their party. 89% said the same about their therapist. These people are in therapy? Anyway, 90% would feel worse about cheating on a test. 90% would feel worse about cheating on their favorite sports team, like rooting for another sports team. Well, the Pens, that was it's a meaningless game. They were mathematically eliminated for the second season in a row. I mean, come on, man. It's so bummed out. Just so bummed out. Well, okay, I can't. No. Why? I will not root for Washington. I will never root for the Washington Capitals. Never. Ever. 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 Okay, my second team are the Hurricanes. Because one, we could go there relatively easy from here. And two, I think my rationale was they eliminated the Capitals at one point in the playoffs. Not like two seasons back or something. The Hurricanes beat the Capitals and went on to advance. And that's why I picked, those are two reasons why I picked the Washington Capitals. Anyway, but I digress. The Mike Show, it's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We also have Theatre Thursday. That's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH. It's close, convenient, connected. FlyLYH.com.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, Foster might just say,
wow.
I don't know. Maybe. All right. Here we go. Number one. Americans throw away up to $68 million in coins every year. They just throw them away.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, it's crazy. The $68 million. Could you imagine what we could do with that? What we personally could do with that?
Well, some people just aren't built like me and my father, who hoard all of our coins, and we have just mason jars full of them everywhere.
I'm telling you. Number two, the kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was never in a movie before and never in a movie again. His name is Peter Ostrom, and he went on to become a veterinarian in New York. He's 66 now and retired, and if you're wondering, he says he still gets a royalty check every 3 months for about $10. Number three, Stanley Kubrick had his secretary type, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," over and over and over and over and over on 500 pieces of paper for The Shining, even though only a few of them were ever seen on camera. 500. Number four, Sour Patch Kids were originally called Mars Men. They changed the name in the early 80s to capitalize on the popularity of the Cabbage Patch Kids. And then where's our music? Here it is. Number five, NBC split itself into two radio networks in the 1920s and 1930s. Red, the Red Network, was for more expensive shows, and Blue for cheaper ones. The FCC made them divide into separate companies in 1939 as television was taking shape. Blue became ABC. And those are your five random facts. It's The Mike Show. Welcoming to the studio, Foster Garrett from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Foster.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I am just wonderful. It's Friday Eve. Some people call it Thursday. So what do you got going on over at the chamber?
So we're actually a week out from a super fun event that I've been helping plan. I don't know if you know, but the week after next is actually National Small Business Week. So
really?
So I didn't know about it until I started this job a little over a year ago.
Okay.
And we put some stuff together, but it wasn't as like celebratory and fun as it could have been. So I've been working on a ribbon cutting palooza.
Wow.
Which is it's exactly as it sounds. I think people are like, wait, why are you doing that? Well, there's so many small businesses in our area, just in general, but there's a lot of them that don't have storefronts or maybe don't have the type of exposure that maybe they deserve. So we just want to celebrate them and have a rapid fire ribbon cutting ceremony. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be confetti involved. And we've even invited the Central Virginia Business Coalition to participate. And we're going to cut some ribbons for some of their members as well. So it's going to be a really fun event. And we have like a little bit of involvement from the town of Bedford as well. They're going to do a proclamation ceremony.
Nice.
To declare the next week National Small Business Week in Bedford and to really support and uplift small businesses and try to get people's attention to do it.
Yeah.
And we actually, I just found out who's going to be doing that proclamation ceremony, and it's going to be CG Stanley, who's on our town council.
Okay.
And if you know CG, he is so passionate about Main Street and small business and just like has been on town council for a while, has lived in Bedford all his life and is very involved and is a super nice guy. So I'm really excited for him to be a part of it.
All right. So you've got, how many businesses will you be doing ribbon cuttings for?
As of right now, we have 7.
Okay.
And I'm kind of capping it at 10. So we're right at where I want to be.
Okay, perfect.
I love to have like a whole like squad of people out there, but we don't want to be there for like 45 minutes cutting ribbons.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of rapid fire and get to this place, cut, and get to that. You know, that's a really, really cool idea. And that is coming up on April, what, 25th?
25th. So a week from today, actually.
Okay.
It's kind of sneaking up on us, but we'll be kicking it off at 11 a.m.
Okay.
And it'll be really nice because pretty much all of the restaurants in town are open that day. So you can go and pretty much eat anywhere. And to kind of incentivize you to do so and to come to our event, we will be giving all of our attendees a 10% coupon to take 10% off your bill at any of the participating restaurants. And we have like a whole slew of restaurants participating. Clamdigger Seafood, Bridge Street Cafe, LJ's Creations, Annie's Indian Kitchen, which is really good, the All-American Family Grill, and the Blue Lady. So there might be a couple more here and there that'll be participating, but that's a really good like variety of places. And if you haven't tried any of them, this is really your time to do so and just try something new, support small, eat local, all that good stuff.
Well, it's really, that is such a great idea. You can attend the ribbon cuttings, go grab some lunch. What better thing could you be doing on that particular day?
Seriously.
No, nothing. There's nothing better. So follow the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. If you're not a chamber member, or if you thought that you needed to maybe have a brick and mortar establishment, mm-hmm. Well, I've got a sound effect for that. And that is, no, you don't have to be a brick and mortar to join a chamber of commerce. You just have to be in business. And if you or your business is not already a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, why? What are you waiting for? There's over 400 businesses that are part of that organization. You don't have to physically be in the town or the county of Bedford to be a member business.
Nope. Some of my favorite members are across the Campbell County line in Lynchburg. We have some in Roanoke, some in Hardy that are really involved with us. And it's just really, if you want to do business in Bedford, if you love this community, if you want to get more into this community, I find that the chamber, no matter whether it's our chamber or any chamber, we are really a good way to kind of spring off into the local area, because we kind of stay on top of what's happening here. So
absolutely. Well, and there are so many businesses that, you know, you have all these networking events, you have all these opportunities mm-hmm. to meet up with people at things like ribbon cuttings or your business after hours or a lunch and learn or something like that. And you know, folks, if you're in sales or if you're trying to make more connections for your business and you haven't been able to get to that decision maker, probably the number one reason that they're not doing business with you is they don't know you. And mm-hmm. this is a great way to become involved in a group of people that, you know, you'll expand your circle, you'll meet more people, and then those folks will want to do business with you. They're much more likely to want to do business with you if they know you and if they've gotten to know you over a period of time at all these different types of events. So that's the beauty of joining an organization like the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. So there you go.
That's a great pitch.
Yeah, it's not difficult. It's not rocket science. Unless you're a rocket scientist, then it is.
True.
Yeah. Well, Foster, that's all coming up, and folks can learn more by visiting your website, which is bedfordareachamber.com. Thank you so much for taking time this morning and joining us. Mark your calendars, gang.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're always delighted to have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And congratulations to Kayla on her recent wedding. Is she on the proverbial honeymoon, or is she actually in the office?
No, she's not in the office, thank God. She's enjoying her honeymoon. She's taking the entire week off.
Meaning, thank God she's taking the time to enjoy her,
yes.
Newly wedding. So there you go.
We've been making a Kayla list for when she's back on Monday, though. So yeah, we'll hit her with everything she's missed then.
She got stuff to do when she comes back.
Yes.
All right, Foster. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Mike. See you next week.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show coming up. We have your Theatre Thursday. It's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Okay.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That means it's Theatre Thursday. So happy you could join us. Seven Hills Chorus in Da Haas. Hi there.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Should have sung that.
Hello.
Hello.
Three parts, guys. Let's go.
Hello. Take two. Hello.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Cheryl. Hi there.
Hi.
And who else do we have? We've got Ryan over there.
Am I introducing myself? Oh,
yes, please.
I'm Ryan Davis. I'm the artistic director of the Seven Hills Chorus.
Pleased to be introducing yourself. and then Hannah.
Yeah, I'm Hannah Oero. I am the manager for the Seven Hills Chorus.
Okay, and usually I don't remember anybody's name. It took years for me to remember Cheryl's name. But for some reason today, I'm like firing on all cylinders, and I've memorized your names. What's happening here?
Bravo, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Do you have them typed on your screen?
No, I haven't. I got nothing. I got nothing. Absolutely positive. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
So, what do you cats have coming up at Seven Hills Chorus?
So, the Seven Hills Chorus.
We have to say
the, because there is a choir over in Edinburgh with our same name. So, just to differentiate. But the Seven Hills Chorus.
And if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
But the Seven Hills Chorus, we have a concert coming up on April 27th. We're calling it a Musician's Inheritance. The theme being that it's a sequence of Parisian teachers starting about 200 years ago with Camille Saint-Saëns. Then we go into his protege, Gabriel Fauré. We're performing Fauré's Requiem, which is a masterpiece of choral literature. Then we go over to Fauré's teacher, a woman by the name of Nadia Boulanger, who taught some famous musicians like John Elliott Gardner and Aaron Copland, some big hitters like that. Quincy Jones, if we're going to switch other styles, you know?
Wow.
And then Nadia Boulanger taught a man named Robert Schaefer, a Grammy Award-winning conductor that will actually be joining us for our concert on the 27th, conducting one of his pieces. So come see a Grammy Award-winning conductor. And then Robert Schaefer was actually my teacher.
Okay.
So it's a little lineage of Parisian masters that exists even here in Lynchburg.
This is actually amazing. Now, how much time does this all span? It appears to be quite some time.
Yes, we go all the way into the 19th century with Camille Saint-Saëns. This he originally began teaching at Paris Conservatoire, which Hannah's the French expert. So did I say that right?
That was beautiful, Ryan.
Fabulous. Thank
you. And I have to say, your pronunciation, I would have butchered them all. I mean, I would not have been I can barely say your names, but I would have butchered them all. So
I called her by the wrong last name for like a year.
I
thought it was Hoero, and then I realized that the H was silent. She gave me a stern talking to.
Fine, well, corrected but, you. But, we're all good now.
But bravo on your pronunciation of those names. So this literally spans nearly centuries.
It's generations of master teachers.
Wow, that's tremendous. So how many folks are in Seven Hills Chorus
right now?
The Seven Hills Chorus.
Yeah. Right, we've got about 65 locals singing with us. We've got people, you know, mostly here in Lynchburg. We have a couple that come from Roanoke, some from Bedford, a couple from Amherst. So the definition of community choir, but a very high quality community choir, we must say.
Absolutely, if you must say. Cheryl, what is your role?
I'm one of the choral singers,
okay.
And it's been a
It's not my usual bailiwick. I haven't sung in a proper chorus since high school.
Okay.
So I stepped outside of my box and thought, you know, theater, you know, let me try this. And it's been really great. Everyone's been very welcoming. So those folks are so talented. They know more about music than I will ever know. And it's been such a learning and growing experience to be able to do that. And I've really had a great time.
Well, what makes a right proper chorus?
Oh, I'll let you know when I find out.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, there's...
Wait, I got a rim shot here for you.
Yeah. But, you know, singing, those... Anybody who's studied music or even just casually sings know that there's such a variety of style and technique. And because there's such a range of things that you can do, to get 65 people to do the same thing at the same time and to create that same sound is admittedly a little difficult. But the moments when things become just right, especially for new choir singers, you can see that moment of eureka. Mm-hmm. And to hear the audience just be silent or hooting and hollering, depending on what kind of piece it is, by the end of the piece is really... really magical.
Well, that's tremendous. Well, Hannah, what do you do for Seven Hills?
She runs the whole dang thing.
That is not true.
She's so
valuable. So I'm the chorus manager, technically. So okay. This is a role that did not exist last year. So we've only been around for like a year.
Okay.
Our third season. Mm-hmm. So we started spring. What year is it? 2023.
Our first performance was in May of last year. Yep. So.
Wow.
So coming up on a year, and our first season, Ryan did everything incredibly.
I aged.
Wonderfully.
Yeah. I aged a lot.
Like those pictures of presidents you see after their terms. So this fall he decided, you know what, maybe we should like delegate a little bit and get some extra hands. So I do a lot of like logistic-y stuff, behind the scenes things. I manage our people, so I do a lot of like emails and... communicating with our members about stuff, which is really fun. It's been so great. Like, it's given me an opportunity to get to know everybody.
Your emails are fabulous.
Thank you, Cheryl.
She
always have
worst,
a great joke.
The worst jokes at the end.
Oh, they're just so bad. I love them.
People have started sending me them, too. So,
oh, nice.
So, they have? I did not know that.
I'm getting a good little, like, list going for future ones.
Yeah, no,
so you got a good repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There's a French word. You got that one right.
Yeah, I did get that one right, didn't I? It says the Seven Hills Chorus, a musician's inheritance, and that is on April the 27th at 7 p.m. at Heritage United Methodist Church. You need to get tickets in advance.
We do sell tickets at the door, but we advise to buy these tickets online using the link that we have on all of our social media pages, also on our website, simply because we're being so thankful to Heritage United Methodist Church for having us, actually kind of quickly. We had to change venues due to some unfortunate events, but they have the fire marshal has dubbed about 300 people being the limits, and listen to people who are smarter than me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
300 tickets is our limit, and our last couple of concerts, we've had about... 220 something.
Okay.
So if you want to guarantee your ticket, I recommend you buy them online.
Get
absolutely.
Them now.
And if you are a risky kind of person, then you can buy it at the door.
Or risque.
Wait, is that a French word, Hannah?
What?
Risque?
Yeah, is it?
There's an accent on it.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's a French word.
That's most of the language.
Mon ami. Anyway, the musician's inheritance with the Seven Hills Chorus. Again, get your tickets if you visit thesevenhillschorus.org. All one word, no spaces. The. And the seven is spelled out as seven. It's not the number seven. It's thesevenhillschorus.org. We'll link that up on our social media as well, that folks can just click the link and buy the tickets. How long have you guys been doing this? I know how long your chorus has been, but how long have you individually, how long have you been in the music biz, in the choral biz? And we've heard from Cheryl, so we know,
Cheryl,
we know all
Cheryl
about
is,
her.
Cheryl is freshly chorally birthed, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
There we go. That's a better word, I guess.
I've been singing.
Well, hose are off.
You know, theater for years. Yeah. I've been doing that, but not like the very specific, like having to be very specific about alto and second alto and all the language of the music.
Your singing voice as an instrument.
Yes, rather than just belting out a song, you know. Yeah. So yes, I'm very new to that. But it's a neat, different experience to do. So I like being able to step out and do different things. So.
What's the biggest challenge that you faced individually?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't read music.
Okay.
I listen by ear.
Yeah.
And I'm surrounded by people who read music, which makes me feel very small. Okay. And so, but I've been, you know, they've all been very kind. I have a buddy who's been sitting next to me who helps me out a lot. And nice. I've always been able to hear it,
yeah.
which I don't know how I do that, but I just hear it. And so sure. I've been getting it, but it's raised my confidence in that. And I've been picking up more of the remembering back from when I did do chorus in high school.
Yeah.
You know, oh yes, that's what that means. That's what that means. It's like learning a language over again.
Yeah.
And so that's been really... really interesting and fun.
Well, and Ryan, basically same question. I mean, how long have you been doing this, and what are some of the bigger challenges that you faced?
Well, I'm kind of a career musician. Not really kind of. I am a career musician.
You
I don't really
have a license. Kind of. What do you do?
It's one of the great lessons of my life that I've been able to turn being a musician into a career through a variety of avenues, through performing, directing, teaching. I'm literally living my dream. It's absolutely
fabulous.
Awesome. Mike, I forgot the question exactly. I don't know.
So, you know, how long have you been doing this? And so we've established that. What's one of the bigger challenges?
I'd say the biggest challenge, and part of the reason why I asked Hannah to come on board, is I'm such a monocled artist that I'm so bad at the logistical stuff.
Yeah.
The managing the humans and whatnot.
No.
See, like that. They're laughing at me.
Manage
already.
Humans.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a music for the performing arts. There's such a human component to it, not only from an artistic standpoint, but from the logistical standpoint.
Yeah.
There is a quote unquote business
sure.
to it. And I often find that part kind of hard. I'm sometimes, as my board has said, sometimes fiscally irresponsible, but artistically fabulous. that's probably a challenge for me personally,
okay.
the planning, the logistics.
Well, and to recognize that and then to take steps to correct that or to help and assist, that's kudos to you.
Kudos to Hannah. For helping with such a for such a thing as that, because
it's a team effort.
Okay.
Well, and it really does. It takes a good support system behind you and folks that really can, you know, take up the slack where, you know, and I've been fortunate enough to have this in a lot of aspects of my life, both professionally and personally, where, you know, if I'm not particularly good at something. I know enough to bring in somebody that is good at it.
I love surrounding myself with people who are smarter than me.
Oh, it makes life so much easier.
Yes.
You know, because I'm quite the dumb. You know, when you just peel it away, this is about the only thing that I really excel at.
Mm.
And since I was 5 years old, I've had this voice. So I'm, you know, just literally like one thing that I was qualified to do. But there's so much involved in the business of broadcast that I've done those things, but I hated doing this or I hated doing that, and so surround yourself with good people like you have, and you guys will go very, very far. Well, we are looking forward to your next performance, A Musician's Inheritance. It takes place April 27, 7 p.m., Heritage United Methodist Church. Get your tickets now before they sell out. TheSevenHillsChorus.org. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Come to the concert. You'll see a Grammy Award-winning conductor. You'll see Adelaide Trombetta, a professor from Liberty University. And you'll also see fabulous soloists that are singing in our chorus, Megan and Madison. That'll be an evening of the best music you've heard all year.
And
orchestra musicians from the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. Yes.
Nice.
Full orchestra.
We can't forget them.
No.
This will be fantastic. So in addition to a great choral performance, you'll get to see a great instrumental performance as well.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Thank you for joining us for Theatre Thursday. Coming up, speaking of sounds, we're going to put them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault, and that's on the way. Stay tuned.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Hi, Kent.
How's it going? Glad to be back.
Doing well, and sorry to hear about the allergies. And if you're not from here, and haven't built up a tolerance, and especially this spring, man, oh man, the pollen is just horrific. So I feel you, man. Every morning, as we mentioned off air, I wake up with it, and I'm like, ugh.
It's just, I was saying, I feel like every time I've been on this show, I've sounded like. You know, my voice has sounded terrible, and so it's been interesting.
No, you sound great, but you know, it's allergies, man. So hopefully the pollen will die down a little bit for you. Well, anyway, but that's not why you're here. We're here to talk about your Lynchburg Hillcats. Yes, how has the team been doing since the start of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. So started off the season a little bit rocky. I think we started off 0-5, but that team has kind of come back and really put it together. We're 5-6 right now, playing a series down in Salem against the Red Sox. And currently, a lot of the big name guys that we have, some of the big prospects like Ralphie Velasquez, he's been on fire. Has hit a home run in the past two games. He won Player of the Week for the Carolina League for this previous week. So he has been on fire. He's one of our top prospects in the organization, and hopefully we get to keep holding on to him for the season. But if he keeps playing like this, he might get taken from us. But you know, pretty much the entire roster right now has been playing really well over the past couple of games, and really putting it together after kind of a rough start. And so we're really excited to get back here on April 23rd. We actually have two straight homestands, but the one coming up is April 23rd through the 28th, and we're really excited for it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well, and getting the guys back in. So what upcoming promotions will you have from the 23rd through the you've got back to back, so you got the 23rd through the 28th, and then the 30th through into the next month. Tell us about some of the upcoming promotions and things that we can look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. So for this upcoming homestand, so the 23rd, so all Tuesday games are two for Tuesday. And okay. So basically what that means is if you come to that game, you're going to get an extra free ticket to the next Tuesday game. So in theory, you could pretty much like go to an entire season's worth of Tuesday games for free, because if you just keep going back to the next one, we'll just keep giving you free tickets to the Tuesday games.
Nice.
They're pretty fun. You know what I mean? It's, you'll get to sit in great seats and really get to enjoy some really good baseball, especially with the way the team's playing right now. April 24th is Weenie Wednesday, so it's $2 hot dogs those on Wednesdays. Nothing better to do than to come and get a bunch of hot dogs at a baseball game. And I know it's been really popular recently is the 999 challenge. I don't know if you've been seeing this.
No, I haven't.
Media. So something that a lot of people have been doing is nine hot dogs in nine innings. It's like nine hot dogs and nine beers and nine of one more thing. I'm trying to remember what it is.
I'm down.
Yeah.
And especially whatever that, yeah, whatever that that thing is, can we just make it up?
Yeah, dude, honestly, yeah, like churros or something. I don't know. Like whatever. Sure. I'm trying to remember what the third thing is of the 999 charge. Now that's bothering me. But basically that would be the perfect day to do it is
on Wednesday.
Basically 9 hot dogs. Oh yeah, it's just 9 hot dogs and 9 beers during 9 innings. So it's those two things.
Yeah.
Which
9 hot dogs, 9 beers. And it's a thing that's on Reddit.
Yes, it's been kind of mentioned. A couple of my friends have been, you know, texting me about it. Hey, I want to come do this. I would really love to do it with somebody that would do it like high profile and do it at a Hillcats game. So if you want to be the one, Wednesday,
I'm your Huckleberry.
There you go. Well, but then also Thursdays, so April 25th, are Thirsty Thursdays. So we have beer discounts for those days. So if only we could combine Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Well, why don't you do a back-to-back Wednesday-Thursday ticket thing? You get a ticket. Go. Yeah. Now, this isn't a thing yet, people. So don't ask for the, hey, I bought a ticket on Tuesday, so can I, or Wednesday, so I automatically get tickets for Thursday, right? That's not a thing yet.
Not yet. Maybe we do that.
We're working on it. Yeah, Thirsty Thursday, and then the weekend coming in on Friday.
Yeah.
What do you guys have going on?
Yes. Yeah, so April 26th, we've got a youth designed t-shirt giveaway. And so that'll be really cool. I think it's got like a really fun design. I think a bunch of different like youth programs that we reached out to kind of designed a t-shirt. And so it's one of our kids club days. And so we'll have a ton of kids here. It's going to be a great environment. I think the players are going to love it because it's going to be loud and fun. And then April 27th is Youth League night. So another night completely focused around all the local youth league teams. They're all going to try and be here. We're going to do a little parade on the field before the game.
Nice.
It will be super fun. There'll be fireworks that night. And then April 28th is Fun Day Sunday. So we'll have free snow cones to the first 100 kids. And then kids get to run the bases after the game. So if you have kids, come on out to the game, bring them. They'll get to go on the field. They get a free snow cone if you guys are early. And it's just a great environment on a Sunday afternoon. Should be great weather, and it's just, you know, nothing better to make memories with your kids than coming out to a baseball game.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to the Hillcats back here in the Berg, and looking forward to their continued success, especially some of these really hot prospects that we have. Hopefully they'll stick around a little bit.
Yeah, we hope so. We need them.
Just a little bit. Well, Kent, each and every Thursday, we have Kent joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. You can purchase tickets. You can purchase mini flex plans. Say that three times fast. You can purchase all kinds of ticket opportunities and discounts and deals at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Visit the website or stop by the box office. And they'll get you taken care of. Ticket prices are extremely affordable. It's a great way to spend the entire summer with your family out at the ballpark. Well, Kent, again, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get So Stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. But then we've got a good news story for you. We'll share that. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
There's no better family activity in Lynchburg than the Lynchburg Hillcats. Join us April 23rd through the 28th as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans come to town. We'll have a jam-packed, family-friendly weekend as we'll have our first Kids Club game on Friday featuring a youth design t-shirt giveaway. Have a kid a part of a youth baseball or softball league? Join us on Saturday for our Youth League night as we celebrate baseball in the next generation with another fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Should we? Dare we? Let's do it. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like this. All right, a man has been charged in federal court for allegedly transporting millions of dollars worth of Masters Golf Tournament merchandise and memorabilia stolen from Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. We should have saved this for stupid criminals. Richard Globenski is accused of transporting the items across state lines to Tampa, Florida. Come to think of it, I think they ran a promo that might have given us a hint. I don't know.
The crowds are gone at the Masters. Gone are the corporate sponsors, the people who paid to be VIPs. And now, one person up on charges for stealing memorabilia from the Masters. See you next year.
On CBS. So let's go to viral videos. A popular comedian in the UK named Adam Kay posted his picks for the 10 funniest internet posts of all time. Because of his weird sense of humor, most are not funny per se, like this, his top pick. It's a guy rapping badly about how his aunt died on Thanksgiving Day.
My aunt invited everyone for Thanksgiving dinner. We said, okay, and my aunt makes the bold creative decision on Thanksgiving morning with all of our family there to do this thing called dying. We had a body, called a nurse in. The nurse said, yep, she's dead. She gave us a number to call. We called. They said, we'll come in a bit, but we can't be quick. So we tried to figure out, should we celebrate the holiday and eat a big dinner? Well, we brought the food. So the answer was yes, we made some pies. And all the while, my aunt was in the bedroom experiencing rigor mortis.
Oh, good God. That is literally the worst thing I have ever heard. Have you seen the flying cat video? It has racked up 60 million views on the TikTok this week. A woman in Chicago posted it after her cat, Remy, got spooked and jumped across the entire room. Her other cat had knocked a coat off the coat rack, and that's what caused it. So here, take a listen.
Just happened.
I've never seen him get air like that in my life. My cat has wings.
Okay, the family dog is sitting on the sofa. It has the same reaction as the man. All right. National Amateur Radio Day, it's also National High Five Day.
All right, classic. High five.
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
I'm a salesman now. The high five is just so stupid.
All right. Oh, here we go. A Florida man took a trip overseas to Switzerland and ended up with a 143
$1,000 phone bill. Apparently, the entire time he was roaming and got hit with those massive charges. I don't recall ever getting hit with roaming charges. That's like a thing of the bag phone from the early 1990s, isn't it? Or long distance charges. Good Lord, you remember that? How could roaming charges? You would have to pay these massive charges if you used your phone in Switzerland? Anyway, so he was roaming, got hit with those massive charges. Here's Rene Raymond talking about what happened.
So I called, and the girl put me on hold for a while. And she says, let me check this out and get back to you. She gets back. Yeah, no, this is a good bill. What do you mean it's a good bill? Well, this is what you owe. You're crazy.
By the way, it was T-Mobile. Okay. T-Mobile. We don't use that. A high school student in Ohio will miss out on her senior prom after getting suspended over bringing a bag of corn chips to school. The snack was not permitted because a teacher was severely allergic. Here's the student's mother, Amber Guy, talking about what happened with her daughter.
She missed out on going to the NBCTC prom, and now we have found out that she's not going to be able to go to her homeschool prom over a bag of potato chips. Allie had Taki chips on the school bus. She was hungry. Somebody gave her some chips. She opened them on the school bus. She ate them. She had two chips left back in her bag. She got off the bus. She ate the remainder of the two chips. She put the trash in a trash can. She went to her class. The school principal called her down to the office. And at that point, they asked her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and they suspended her for 5 days.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever, ever heard. So after it was abruptly cut off during Piano Man on Sunday night, CBS has repackaged the Billy Joel concert special to air tomorrow night. Here's how the new promo sounded last night during Survivor 46.
CBS Friday, a special encore presentation of the epic concert, 10 years in the making. Billy Joel's 100th sold-out show at his historic Madison Square Garden residency. By popular demand, a second chance to see a legend make history. Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden, Friday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
CBS, backed by popular demand. Cast members from The Office, speaking of backed by popular demand, some of the cast members are in a new, and also speaking of phone service, are in a new AT&T ad campaign. It begins with Rainn Wilson. Then the others are shown individually, all believing Rainn's big offer is only for them.
I have a business idea, and it just might change the world. But here's the thing. I can't do it alone. So, are you in?
Rainn doesn't pay any of us yet, but we've got a pretty sweet rev share split. I'm getting 33% of the company.
He's offered me 33%.
33% of the business.
He offered me 33%.
Straight, right across the board.
Okay, other than the fact that they're all formerly in The Office, there isn't any reference to the actual show in the ads either. But, of course, you recognize the style immediately. Here's a trailer with Henry Cavill. That's how you pronounce it, right? It's not Cavill. I'm a big Bond fan. I don't know if I could. I mean, he's a British actor.
Hello.
Right? Okay. So.
Hello.
And I mean, he was Superman, Man of Steel. He was in what else was he in? Argyle, the Ministry of what? The Ministry of what? I don't know. Anyway, so how to pronounce? It's our Pronounceify lady.
Henry Cavill.
Okay, Henry Cavill. Let's get some music in here. I know we're running long, but here, let's get some music. So Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
He's been up for consideration for James Bond, to play James Bond. And there's a trailer with him as the new James Bond and Margot Robbie as a Bond girl in a movie called Bond 26. See what you think.
Hello, James Bond. We are not like the others. We can have much more than anyone else. The problem is that the world is too small for both of us.
I just want to remind you that I never miss.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. First off, it's fake.
Why do we keep having this one with the lyrics in it?
Anyway, it's all fake. Somebody generated it with AI.
I said, with AI.
But that hasn't stopped it from getting millions of views on the YouTube, and people hoping that Cavill would be the next James Bond. It's rumored that it will be Aaron Taylor Johnson. Who the heck is that? All right. Who is he? He's an English actor too. So that's
Hello!
That's you kind of have to be an English actor to play James Bond. Okay. He's 33. Born in the UK. He's 5'11", so he's a little taller than wee little Danny Craig. And he's known for a portrayal of the title character in Kick-Ass and its 2013 sequel, as well as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Pietro Maximoff in Avengers: Age of Ultron. Okay. He's in Bullet Train, Kraven the Hunter, Nowhere Boy, Angus Thongs. All right. I don't know. But I felt this way about wee little Danny Craig, too. And Daniel Craig, I think, turned out to be one of the best Bonds, one of the most realistic Bonds in recent years. I never liked Roger Moore. Never. Can I highlight the fact that I never liked Roger Moore as James Bond? Yeah. No. I've never. Oh yeah, Sean Connery. He is Bond. There's nobody is a better Bond than Sean Connery. But Pierce Brosnan is an incredible actor, and I love his movies. I loved him in Remington Steele way back when it was on TV on the NBC back in the day. I love Pierce Brosnan. Okay, don't get me wrong. He was too pretty to be Bond. Timothy Dalton was an excellent Bond too, but Danny Craig, if I had to rank my Bonds, rank your Bonds. If I had to rank my Bonds, I would say obviously Sean Connery, way up there. Okay, Sean Connery, best Bond ever, right? Okay, let's rank these. Let's pick them up. Okay, Sean Connery, best Bond ever. Followed by maybe somewhere down here. Wee little Danny Craig. Daniel Craig played a very, very good Bond. I will give him that. And then from there, I'd go Timothy Dalton. And then I'd go Pierce Brosnan. Okay. Pierce Brosnan and Timothy Dalton were probably somewhere around the same, but I prefer Dalton a little bit better. He was more of a badass and a little more rugged, and Pierce was just too pretty. I don't know. So I don't know about this guy, Aaron Taylor Johnson, to be Bond. I'll share it up on the screen because I've been pontificating about it this whole damn time. So there's a couple a photo collage of Aaron Taylor Johnson. I sure hope that they're going to cut his hair to play Bond. Good Lord. Anywho's. Okay. Oh yeah, we have to wrap up Audio Vault. What the heck am I doing? And I don't know about Henry Cavill either. If I would be cool with him being Bond. But we'll see. We'll see who's Bond. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Comedian Nick Kroll loves listening to Latin radio stations because they always sound like they're having the best time imaginable.
I live in LA now, which means I drive around all the time, and I love driving because it means I get to listen to the radio, and by far my favorite thing to listen to the radio is Latin radio, because those dudes are having the best time of anybody. It's like, bienvenidos, damas y caballeros, a 911.9. El sangre de Los Ángeles. Yo soy el chupacabra. Cucurrico, cucurrico. You can listen to us on our website at 911.9. All right, let's take a caller. First caller, you on the air.
Hola, yo soy a baby.
Okay, we got a baby on the phone. ¿Qué pasa, baby? ¿Qué pasa, baby?
¿Dónde están mis gafas de sol para bebés?
Okay, he's asking, where are his baby sunglasses? Where are his baby sunglasses? First caller to correctly identify where the baby sunglasses are will get the grand prize of an old pair of pajamas.
Oh, man. All right. Let's reach over here. This is your Audio Vault. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we are going to get so much more stupider. With your stupid criminals in dot news. But then we've got the good news. That's all coming up. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. It's close, convenient. Fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Oh, well, hi there. Let's do this. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, a woman in Ohio was robbed by a person claiming to be the actual Aaron Rodgers online. They met on a messaging app called Viber. Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers would need to be on a messaging app. She and quote-unquote Aaron talked for a couple months. She was confident it was him because the profile picture had a photo of Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers hat, even though he's currently with the Jets. And he, quote, talked about himself personally, whatever that entails. Anyway, she was so sure he was legit that she gave him her driver's license information, social security number, and bank account details. I mean, okay. Now, if you're wondering why Aaron Rodgers would need this random Ohio woman's bank account information and his and her driver's license information and stuff like that, he would say things like, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment. But first, you need to send $800 to my lawyer's wife. The police are investigating, but it's unclear if they're making any headway. In the meantime, they have told her to block, quote-unquote, Aaron on all social media, freeze all her accounts, change her passwords, and monitor her credit. It's unclear how much she lost in total, but she says she'll be okay. Because Travis Kelce has offered to cover her losses. She just needs to Venmo his lawyer's wife $1,000 first. No, I wanted laughter. There we go. Thank you. Now, in all seriousness, if you sense a family friend or family member falling for something dumb like this online, strongly encourage them to be protective of their personal information. Letting a scammer have access to your accounts can create huge and costly, time-consuming mess. So, yeah, don't be like her. And then there's this. This is another story of a weekend at Bernie's. A woman in Brazil is facing serious charges after she wheeled her very, very dead uncle into a bank. Weekend at Bernie's style. She tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name. Bank teller got it on video. The man was clearly no longer with us, but the niece kept talking to him like he was alive and tried to help him sign the paperwork. She had to hold his head up the entire time, too. The teller said his skin tone looked off and that he was oddly quiet. But the woman claimed he's just like that and doesn't say much. Employees called police, who showed up and arrested her. The man she brought in was identified as a 68-year-old who had apparently died several hours earlier.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
It's not clear if she's really even his niece. Police are still looking into it, but she could face charges for fraud, embezzlement, abuse of a corpse, or D, all of the above. And as brazen as it is, this type of thing isn't unheard of. Now, we told you about this story last month. Two women in Ohio got arrested after they propped up a dead guy in their car, went to the bank's drive-thru, and took $900 out of his account. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and a teenager in Nashville launched a big teddy bear toy drive. He's donating them to a nonprofit called Davis House Child Advocacy Center. It works with abused kids. His goal is to make sure every child they help gets to take at least one stuffed animal home with them. Here's Kenny Royer talking about his good cause.
It's security. It also provides a sense of safety, making sure that they have enough stuffed animals for every child. If not two for every child, is really important and really shows that kid that they're cared for and that they are not the ones in the wrong. That really is why this sort of hits home for me. It's because I know what my family member went through and I know how hard it is.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out the United Way 5K on the runway. They only have a few spaces left because they're capping the race at 500. And there's all kinds of extra bonus things that you're getting this year, like an after party because it's an evening race now rather than a morning race. Plus, you get a race T-shirt, you get a sweatband, you get all kinds of great stuff, plus a free beer at the after party. That's all the United Way 5K on the runway.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th Annual 5K on the Runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m., this flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Well, that is it. That is the program. We're back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?